Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pei Tes. We're holding on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph at the beginning of the page. We are starting the 10th parak of Meseches Zvachim Perek Kol HaTadyus. In today's daf, we're going to cover the following topics. The first mission is going to discuss the well-known rule in Shas. Not discuss, formulate the well-known rule in Shas. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. This is the basis of that entire sugya. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the source is for tadir kodem and how we know that tadir kodem applies even when you have two things that are somewhat not tadir. You have two karbanos musaf, so it's not so tadir, but we would still say that which is more tadir is kodem. Then we're going to have the second mishnah on the page, which has the equally powerful but less well-known rule of kala mekudosh mechavero kodem eschavero, that mekudosh v'sheinu mekudosh, mekudosh kodem, and the Mishnah is going to give many, many applications of that din of mekudosh v'sheinu mekudosh, mekudosh kodem. In fact, many more applications of mekudosh than we have of tadir. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what the source is for kala mekudosh mechavero kodem mechavero. Then we're going to raise three different shailas about determining what is considered mekudosh. How do you define mekudosh? Tadirus is easy to define, or pretty easy to define. Mekudosh is much more difficult to define. It's a much more slippery concept. And then the Gemara is going to go through each of the examples that the Mishnah had of mekudosh and explain each one, how the Mishnah determined which one was more mekudosh in each of those examples. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it today, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a murim of kachim kalim become pasul if they are if they leave the azara before the zrika sadam. Can you still bring them on the Mizbeach if they were taken out of the Azara at the time of the Zrika Saddam? Or do we say no, once they're taken out of the Azara, even though the Zrika Saddam has not yet been done yet, they become Pasul? That's going to go take us into tomorrow's daf already, so we probably won't get to that discussion yet today. So says the Mishnah, Kala Tadir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero, that which comes more frequently than something else gets precedence over that which comes less frequently. And for example, the Mishnah says, Atmidin Kodem Musa, in a carbon tamid, it takes precedence over a carbon musaf, because a carbon tamid is brought each and every day, twice a day, and carbon musaf only on those special days that actually have a carbon musaf. That's true even when you can only bring one carbon. Meaning this din of tadim shem tadim kodim is not only, the Gemara Menachos tells us, not only a din in kedima of which one comes first when you're going to do both, but it's also a din in precedence when you can only do one, that you do the one that is more tadim. That's a beferish sugya in Menachos Mem Tes, when you can bring either a tamid or a musaf. If you don't have enough kvasim to bring both, we would still say you do the tadir and not the one that is less tadir. Another example, musfei Shabbos kodem in the musfei Rosh Chodesh. The common musaf that you bring on Shabbos comes before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is only once a month and Shabbos is once a week. And similarly, musfei Rosh Chodesh kodem in the musfei Rosh Shana, musfei Rosh Chodesh once a month, musfei Rosh Shana only once a year. So the musfei Rosh Chodesh would take precedence. How do I know this whole din of tadir shem tadir kodem? Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about the carbon musaf of Pesach, milvad olas haboker asher li olas hatamid ta'asu es eile. The pasuk sounds like it's telling me that you bring a carbon musaf aside from the olas haboker, which has to have been done prior to the carbon musaf. Why does it have to have been done prior to the carbon musaf? Must be because the olas hatamid, the olas haboker, asher li olas hatamid, the tamid shel shachar goes first because it is more tadir. So that's why it comes before the carbon musaf. Now it happens to be there's a sugyam sachim in tamid nishchat, where the Gemara discusses that you're not allowed to bring anything before Tamid Shel Shachar. The Tamid Shel Shachar is be the first carbon you bring every day. And the Gemara says, how do I know that? And it quotes an entirely different pasuk. Va'arach aleha ha'ola is the pasuk that it quotes. So Tosfos raises the question, why don't we learn it from the pasuk that we have over here, that Tamid has to come first because it's Tadir? Why do I need Va'arach aleha ha'ola to tell me ha'ola rishona, that it's the first ola and that nothing can come before? Why do I need another pasuk? So Tosfos suggests that from the pasuk of Milvad Olas Haboker, our pasuk, we only learn about the shchita of the Tamid, because it says ta'asu, which relates to shchita. So it sounds like we're talking about the asiyah sadam. From the pasuk of Ha'ola, we learn about being maktim the aktara on the mizbeach as well. Forget about the Avodah Zarah being maktir the Avarim as well. That also takes precedence. And then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. The Rabbeinu Chaim suggests that a Minchas Chavitin is also brought every single day and is just as tadir as the Karban Tamid. From the din of our Mishnah, I never would have known that the Tamid comes before the Minchas Chavitin. How do I know the Tamid comes before the Minchas Chavitin? That's why I need the pasuk in Maseches Pesachim. So that's the that's how Tosfos deals with it. Now the Chaznish raises a kasha: why do I need to learn this din of Tadir Kodem from a pasuk and the din that Makudosh Kodem? It's a svara. When you have two mitzvos, you should be makdim whatever is the more important of the two mitzvos. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Ner Chanukah Adiv from Ner Shabbos, because Prisumi Nisa is Adiv, because it's a more chashuv mitzvah. So isn't it obvious that that which is more Tadir is more chashuv? Isn't it obvious that that which is more Kadosh is more Chaviv, is more chashuv? So the Chaznish suggests that that din is only when you have two mitzvahs in front of you. But if you have only the mitzvah kala, and you started to do the mitzvah kala, and then the mitzvah chamura comes, you would not set aside the mitzvah kala in order to do the mitzvah chamura, because you are an osik b'mitzvah, and osik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. But over here we learn this din from a special pasuk, that there is no din of mitzvahs kedima, it's only mishum kavod ha-mitzvah. I mean, had it not been for this pasuk, that's what we'd say, it's a din, but there's a din, a special din by the Seder HaKrava. So even in a case where the Eino Tadir came first and you started to do it, you still start to, you still go and give precedence to the Tadir. L'chora, that entire Chazanish beginning to end, is a very great Chiddush, that we suspend the dinim of Osik Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah for Tadir V'She'eino Tadir. So he's saying, yeah, you do, but only within the world of Karbanos, which sort of limits the entire Chiddush of Tadir V'She'eino Tadir to the world of Karbanos. So that's a very great Chiddush. And the very assumption that we would have known that that which comes more, that which is more Tadir is more Chashuv, that's a very great assumption as well. I would have said the exact opposite. That which you do every single day is less Chashuv, it's a daily activity. That which you do once in a long while is more Chashuv. Now, Piashkafa, we certainly understand now that the Torah is Mechadesh Tasa Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodem, I could explain it very easily al Piashkafa, but I wouldn't have necessarily intuited it. Meaning I could explain, what are you more excited for? You're more excited to see your grandparents, you're more excited to see your parents. So most of the children more excited to see their grandparents. Bubby and Zaidi only come once a month or whenever they come, however often. Mommy and Daddy are here every single day. So it's more exciting. It's an event when Bubby and Zaidi come. But who's more important to your life, your grandparents or your parents? Well, clearly, your parents are more important to your life in general, to your day-to-day living. And the child realizes that. The child knows that. So Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, that which you have on a daily basis, yes, the Tadir is Kodem. That's certainly true. But to assume that we would have intuited, Mekudash is a better kasha, because Mekudash, you understand that there's a certain chumrah to it when something is Mekudash. But there's a lot of discussion in Poskim relating to this din of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. There is a shaila in the Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak, or Chaim Simul Chaf, the Pnini Alach of Masiftov, your quotes. Someone comes late to shul on a day that there's Musaf, comes late to shul on Shabbos. He was out on a Hatzalah call or something, or he has some other valid excuse, or even no valid excuse. He woke up late. He comes late to shul on Shabbos. He missed Shachris. The Tzibur's up to Musaf. Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem Shetadir, you should daven Shachris before Musaf. But if you daven Shachris now, you're going to be davening Shachris b'yichidus and Musaf b'yichidus. You daven Musaf now, you'll at least be davening Musaf b'tzibur, and then you daven Shachris afterwards b'yichidus. So which one should you do? So he says, you know, the idea that we're not makrav karbanos before the Tomas Shel Shachar is a mitzvah l'chachila. But b'dieved, the karban would be kosher. Tosfos and Maseches Yuma points this out, and it's beferish in the Yerushalmi like that. So since tefilos are connected, get karbanos, you're allowed to be makdim before tefillah shachris, even lechachila, when there's some extra maila. And he brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara in Brachos tells us that if a person has musaf and mincha to daven, he davens mincha and then musaf. Even though there's a halacha that mincha is connected to carbon tamid shel ben arba'im, and no carbon is brought after the tamid shel ben arba'im, but apparently the notion of tadir v'sheinu tadir is lechatchila. You're allowed to switch it around and daven tefillas mincha before the carbon musaf, because there's another maila to take into account, the maila of tadir. So therefore, he suggests the halacha that if he's not going to be able to daven b'tzibur afterwards, he should say musaf with the tzibur, because tefillah b'tzibur is a greater maila than the maila of tadir. He says, however, that's only Shabbos and Yom Tov, where even at Shachris, you're only saying the same number of brachos in Shmon Esrei. You're only saying seven brachos in Shmon Esrei. But on a weekday, like on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, where your Shachris is going to have 19 brachos in it, and your Musaf is only going to have seven brachos in it, he says it could be that Shachris has a greater maila because of the increased number of brachos. Also a great chiddush, that the number of brachos is a greater maila. However, in Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe, or Chaim Chilgdal Tzim Samaches, says that the Maila of Tadir is a greater Maila than the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is also a Chiddush. Rav Moshe holds, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Chiyuv. You know, there are those posts that hold the Emek Bracha and others, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is like the cherry on top. You know, it's to make a really nice Tefillah, it's Tefillah B'Tzibur, but not that it's an absolute Chiyuv. Many Nafkaminas Ladina, whether it's a Chiyuv or not. But Rav Moshe holds it's a Chiyuv. And Afal Pikeni says that the Maila of Tadir is a greater Maila than doing Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that's the great Chiddush that Ramesha has. So Ramesha says, so since the Maila of Tadir is a greater, you would do Shachris even though you're not going to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur at all. Another discussion that comes up in the Poskim is that in our Mishnah we learn that Tadir, you're mocked in that which is Tadir from the Pasuk Asher Lo Olas HaTamid, and the Malo HaRoim discusses whether a mitzvah drabbanan that's more tadir comes before a mitzvah d'oraisa that's less tadir. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Brachos that Beis Hillel says that the birchas hayayin of Kiddush is kodemes lebirchas hayom, comes before the bracha of Kiddush itself. Now the birchas hayayin is birchas hanenin, and that's only a din midrabanan. We assume la'alach that birchas hanenin are only midrabanan. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Brachos of where we know, you know, where in the Torah do we learn birchas hanenin from. At the end of the day, the Gemara says it's a svara, but it's not apparently not a strong enough svara to make it a din d'oraisa. There is a Pnei Yeshua like that that holds that it's a din d'oraisa, but we assume that only birchas hamazon is d'oraisa, but birchas hanenin before is midrabanan. Kiddush, Zachar Shabbos Kacha, that's a din d'oraisa. And yet, nevertheless, even though d'rabban d'oraisa, it still says birchas hayayin comes before birchas hayom, because birchas hayayin is tadir. So apparently, tadir d'rabban comes before a less tadir d'oraisa. Now, you could be docha and say that, no, who says Kiddush is d'oraisa? Kiddush is d'oraisa, it's true, but you could be yotze Kiddush d'oraisa, or you could be egerites in Shulchan Aruch by saying Shabbat Atava. Certainly by davening Mariv in Shul, you're already yotze Kiddush d'oraisa. By the time you're saying Kiddush alakos, it's only d'rabbanan of saying Kiddush alakos, but that's quite an ukimta to stick into that cheetah of Beis Hillel, that we're only talking b'chia gavna, that you were already yotze Kiddush on a d'oraisa level. The tzlach, the biyuda, the tzlach, the Maseches Brachos, understands that a mitzvah d'oraisa is considered mekudash over mitzvah d'rabbanan, and the next mishnah is going to tell us that mekudash veinu mekudash, you always give precedence to the mekudash, and the fact that we say the birchas hayayin is kodemes, that's only he makes that ukimta, that's only assuming you already daven, because otherwise we would follow that which is mekudash, which plays a significant role in the following context. Shagazari discusses in Simil Chav Beis, what if you have the following, you have it happens all the time, you make an early Shabbos during the time period between Pesach and Shavuot, during the Sfira summer time period. So you make an early Shabbos, you're sitting down to your Suda, you finish your entire Suda, and now the Suda is over and it's dark outside. It's already past Tesach Chavim. You follow what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir to eat at least the Kazayis of Pas after Tesach Chavim, because Ayom Ayom Ayom, where we learn they have to have three Sudas of Shabbos, they have to make sure that it's actually on Shabbos, right? That's actually when it's already dark. So by the time you're finishing your Suda, it's already dark. Now it's time to bench. Now you have three mitzvahs you got to do because you made an early Shabbos. You were not yet Yotzei Kriyash Mashalavis. You have to do Birchas Hamazon and Sfiras HaOmer. So figure out the tedirus now of one over the other. So one could argue that, well, Sfiras HaOmer automatically goes to the back of the line, because Sfiras HaOmer is only Derabbanan b'zman hazeh that we paskin. We paskin without a carbon number that it's only Derabbanan. The truth is, even without that, Sefira Soma goes to the back of the line because it is the least tadir of all of them. Shagasari writes, Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos is more tadir because you're mechuyev to wash on Shabbos three times, so it's more tadir than Sefira Sa'omer. However, Kriya Shema L'chora is more tadir than Birchas HaMazon because you're only mechuyev to wash. You're only tadir shel matzo. You might choose to wash 10 times a day, but you're only mechuyev to wash three times a week on Shabbos. Right, and even the third one is questionable. Many days from Shulchan Aruch, what you need to do for Shalosh Shodas. So Birchas HaMazon is less. So it should go Kriya Shema, benching, Svira. That's how the Shagas Aryeh lays it out. Now he says, but if it's benching during the week and you have to figure out what to do, he says, well then you would do Birchas HaMazon. I mean, you would do Kriya Shema, Svira. Birchas HaMazon, because Birchas HaMazon during the week is never really a chiyuv. That's what Shai Gassari writes. Now, there is a fascinating insight in the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein. Menashe Klein writes in Chelek Ches, Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he says, you know, Sfiras HaOmer anyway is going to go to the back of the line, because Sfiras HaOmer, while it may be more tadir than Birchas HaMazon during the week, right? He says, go to the back of the line anyway, because Sfiras HaOmer, it's only a partial mitzvah. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch that if you miss one night of Svira, so then you can no longer count with the bracha, because it's one big mitzvah. So each night, yes, you're doing the Maisa mitzvah, but it's only a partial mitzvah. And a partial mitzvah for sure goes to the back of the line. So first of all, it's a very great chiddush that he assumes that we pass like that halacha. You know what else we pass on halacha? That if you miss one night of Svira, you better keep counting. Maybe not with the bracha, but you better keep counting. Why? Because really, really, Mikra, didn't we pass in that they're separate mitzvahs? Not that we're machmir for the daya that it's only one mitzvah when it comes to ilchus brachos. But as far as the mitzvah, so that's one reason that that's not so pashut at all. The other reason it's not so pashut at all is Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful mahalich to the whole idea of what we do, that we that if you miss a night, that you don't count sefira. He suggests that it's not because it's one big mitzvah. Each day is a separate mitzvah, but he suggests this different idea, that the mitzvah is to do a sefira. Let's say I go over to you and I start saying 1, 12, 3, 7, 15. So you think I'm reading lottery numbers. You don't call that counting if you're just saying run the numbers without a sequence. The mitzvah is sefira. If you miss a night, you don't have Svira. It's true that they're separate mitzvahs, but you can't do the Svira tonight if the numbers aren't in sequence anymore because you missed the night. So it's a lack of ability to do a Svira. But it's not that it's a partial mitzvah. Whatever night you're doing Svira, it actually is a full mitzvah. Kama v'kama nafkamina zladina. That's how Salvation explains Shita Sagonim. That's quoted by the Bir Halacha. That Shita Sagonim is if you miss a night, the next night say, last night was and tonight is. Well, what's the value of doing that? Last night, well, I'm a kaim last night's mitzvah by saying last night was. No, but you're keeping the sfira going. At least maybe that's enough, according to the Gaonim, to keep a sfira going. So maybe we could add this Mishnah Halachos to the list of nafkaminas over there in terms of our Soloveitchik's Chiddush. Okay, we're a little behind here. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Minolan, how do I know that there's a din of Tadir Kodim? Says Rabbi Minolan, because the Gemara time of Mvadal Saboka. The Mishnah already told us how I know there's such a din of Tadir Kodim. So says Gemara, no, Minolan, the question was, how do I know that it's true of all Karbanos? Dilma, to me, the name of the Karban Musaf, Mishum to Tadirim, Musaf, Minolan. I know that Karban Tamid is so Tadir that it's going to come before a Musaf. But how do I know that even when you have two Karbanos Musaf, which neither one of them is really Tadir, that you can judge Tadir on a relative basis and say that, okay, but that which is more Tadir comes earlier, even if it's not really objectively Tadir? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Amar Rabbi Yilah, this din, that a Musaf that's more Tadir comes before a Musaf that's less Tadir, is a totally different drasha. The Pasuk tells us on the first day of Pesach that you're supposed to bring two parim, one ayil, shiva kvasim for a karban ola, and si'ir echad v'chatas. And then the pasuk tells us that milvad olas haboker shalilas tam and tasu es ela, that all of these are brought milvad olas haboker. So that's where our Mishnah learned that tamid comes before the carbon musaf. The amakra, but since the pasuk says We learn that the musaf that is tadir comes before a musaf that's not tadir. Meaning, that any karbanos that it says ka'ele ta'asu layom should be like the karbanos where it said ta'asu es ele. Meaning to say that just like the pasuk ta'asu es ele teaches us that it's hamid comes before a musaf because it's more tadir, so too by karbanos that it says in the pasuk of ka'ele ta'asu layom, meaning the musafim of every day of Pesach, the din is that that which is more tadir comes earlier. And that's why if there's a Shabbos in middle of Pesach, which there is, when there's a Shabbos in middle of Pesach, we're makdim in the musaf of Shabbos to the musaf of Pesach, because that is more tadir, the musaf of Shabbos is more tadir than the musaf of Pesach. So ask the Gemara, how can you learn that from the word ka'ela? The word ka'ela you need for Pasha Pshan in the Pasuk. It teaches us that all 7 days of Pesach you bring exactly the same karbanos that you bring on the first day of Pesach. So it's not really extra to teach me this new drasha of Tadir. Says Gemara, no, Im Kain, if that's all it was teaching me, Nichtov Eile Ta'asu Leyom. It would have said Eile Ta'asu Leyom, and I would know that all the other days you bring the same as the first day of Pesach. It doesn't have to say Ka'ele. What's the Chaf doing there? That's teaching me that Eile Ka'ele, that there's a din of Tadir. Says Gemara, Ikasaf Eile Ta'asu Leyom Shavas Yamim, Avamina Eile Shavas Yamim. I would say, if it only would have said Eile Ta'asu Leyom Shavas Yamim, I would have thought that these Shivas HaKvasim that you're supposed to be makriv are supposed to be spread out over all the days of Pesach, meaning that each day of Pesach you bring one of the Shivas HaKvasim. It's only because it says Ka'ele that I know that it means that you bring Shiva Kvasim on each day of Pesach. Mimela, I don't have the extra Chaf anymore to teach me the din of Tadir. Says Gemara, no. It's not that we could reject that dechia. Even if we would have said Eile Tasa Liyom, I never would have thought to spread out the seven karbanos over the 7 days of Pesach, because Liyom Ksiv, it says Liyom, it says these seven karbanos Liyom, which means each day. So Memela the Chaf is still extra, and since the Chaf is extra, it could still teach me the din of Tadir. Still, it says layom, but from the word layom, I would only know that you bring seven karbanos on that first day. But the other days, I wouldn't know how many karbanos to bring for a karban musaf. The pasuk just says that you have to bring as a karban musaf. You have to bring something for a karban musaf. It never says what the karban musaf is on the other days, and that's why I need the chaf of ka'ele to tell me that the same thing that I brought on day one is what I'm supposed to bring on days 2 through 7. So the chaf is back to being needed. It's not extra. So we're back to the kasha of how do I know that a carbon musaf that's more tadir comes before a carbon musaf that's less tadir. So says the Gemara, even if it would have said Eila, we never would have had a hava mina that you bring all the seven carbonos on day one and that the other days are up in the air, you know, and you don't bring seven carbonos on the other days. No, because Amakra ta'asu, shiu kalas yu shovels. It says ta'asu, which means that the asiya of day one and the asiya of the korbanos of all the other days are the same. So therefore, the chaf is extra, and the chaf can therefore teach me the din of tadir v'sheinu tadir when it comes to musafin. Abaye Amar Abaye said, I don't need another pasuk to tell me that a musaf that's more tadir comes before a musaf that's less tadir. Mikufei dekra. I can learn it from the same pasuk that the Mishnah quoted. What did the Mishnah say? Milvad olas habokar shali olas hatamid. Ah, you said, oh, maybe that's only something that's super tadir, like the carbon tamid that you bring every single day, coming before a musaf. If that's all it was teaching me, that a karban tamid is considered tadir, all it had to say is mevad olas haboker, and then don't say anything more than that. I know olas haboker is a karban tamid. Why does it have to say asher li olas hatamid? What do you think the olas haboker is? Of course it's a tamid. Lamali, what's that extra phrase there for? Lemeimer da'achta tadira tiktom. To tell me that it's not only the tamid, but it's anything that would fit that category of being more tadir than that which you're comparing it to, that will always come first. Good, so that is the sugya of tadir. We're not done with tadir, because after we get into Mekudash, the Gemara is going to start discussing, okay, what if it's Mekudash versus tadir? That's not for today, though. So anyway, says the Mishnah, Kol Mekudash mechavero, kodem es chavero. Whatever is more Mekudash than something else takes precedence over that which is less Mekudash. And we have many, many examples. dama chatos kodem le dama ole. You're zorik the dam chatos before you zorik the dam ole, because the dama chatos mneshum meratze. Dam chatos is considered more mekudosh because it's meratze. It's mechaper for averos that you're chayav kares for, which is a big kapara. So since it accomplishes a big kapara, we assume that that makes it mekudosh. That's how Rashi writes that, because it's a big kapara. So the Achronim explain, why does he have to say because it's a big kapara? It's a kapara. Well, every carbon is a kapara. That's how they explain. The carbon ola is also mechaper for mitzvah saseh. But mitzvah saseh, there's no onesh at all for mitzvah saseh, for at least down here. But for mitzvah lo saseh, you have a chiyuv kares. For mitzvahs that have kares, you chayav carbon chatos. So that's why you have to point out that it's a big kapara. I mean, even things that on the surface are not really meratzeh, in the basic language, on the surface aren't really mechaper for anything, we always say they're mechaper for something. There's a Maimar Chazal somewhere that says that everything that's done in the Mikdash is mechaper for something. We just said in yesterday's daf how each of the big day kahuna is mechaper for something. It's not, the big day kahuna are not themselves in avoda, but yet they are mechaper for something. So anyway, but korban chatos is like a more direct mechaper. So the dam chatos comes before the dam ola because it's a direct mechaper. Now, if you shef the chatos and an ola and you're zorik the dam of both of them, and now you have to be makter on the mizbeach, the evarim of the ola and the emurim of the chatos, the evarim of the chatos get eaten, but the emurim of the chatos need to be burned. So evari ola kodmin le emuri chatos. You burn the evarim of the ola before the emurim of the chatos, because the evarim of the ola are considered more makudish. Why? Because the carbon ola gets entirely burned on the mizbeach. The chatos, you only burn part of it, because the meat gets eaten by the kohanim. Zichrei kohuna, it's a kachin. Chatos kodemes la'asham. Carbon chatos is more mekudosh than an asham. Why? Mesha dama nitan la'arba kranos al hayisod. Because you put the dama of the chatos on all four corners of the mizbeach, and the dama asham is only on two kranos on mizbeach, and by chatos, the remaining dam gets poured into the yisod of the mizbeach, whereas by asham, we don't find such a din of shvicha li'yisod. That's what Rashi writes. Tos Yanta points out that Rashi means to say that by asham, we don't find mefurish in the Torah that there's the din of shvichas liyosod, shvichas ashirayim liyosod. By chatos, it's mefurish in the Torah. That's the maila of chatos. But we do find that there is an inyan of shvichas ashirayim, shiyari adam, to the yosod of mizbeach by an asham as well. So the Nitziv explains that what Rashi really means over here is that by chatos, it's beferish, so the shvichas to the yosod is a chova because it's beferish. Meaning that you have to be super careful when you're doing the Zrikas Adam and the Chatos on the four sides of the Mizbech, not to use up all the dam. You need to save some dam for Shvicha Shirayim. By an Asham, if you use up all the dam on your Zrikos and the Shnei Kranos on Mizbech, that's fine. The Shvichas Yisod doesn't have to happen because it's not Mufurash Bikra. That's how the Netziv explains this Rashi. Says the Mishnah further, Asham kodem l'toda, an Asham comes before a carbon toda because it's more mekudosh, ve'el nazir, and before an El Nazir. Why? Mneshu kachim kachim, because an Asham is kachim kachim, the toda and the El Nazir are only kachim kalim. Told of El Nazir kodemim le shlamim, but they come before the shlamim, mneshu heinech on liyom echad utun lechem, because they are only eaten for one day and one night, where shlam is eaten for 2 days and one night, and they require lechem. The toda and the El Nazir both have to, you have lach me toda that are brought together with the toda and within the El Nazir as well. The common shlam doesn't have any lechem that's brought with it. Hashlamim kodemim le b'chol, the shlam comes before bechar, bechar behema tahara, which has to be brought as a carbon. Mnei shein tunin matan arba, because dam shlamim is you do shtei matana shein dalit, so it goes on all four sides of the mizbech. Bechar only gets matana achas on one of the kronos of mizbech, and usmicha shlamim also requires smicha on the head of the carbon, and that you put all your force and all your weight on the head of the carbon. Bechar does not require smicha. Unesachim, someone brings a carbon shlamim, brings nesachim together with this carbon shlamim. He brings nesachim together with shlamim, but by bechor you don't have nesachim. Utnuvas chaz v'shok, and carbon shlamim also has utnuvas chaz v'shok. So there are so many reasons why shlamim takes precedence over a bechor. It has all these mitzvahs that you don't have by a bechor. But a bechor kodem lemeiser. Bechor is more kadosh than meiser. Mepnei shekedushaso meirechem, and v'nech lekohanim, because it's kedushaso meirechem. Bechor is kadosh from the moment of its birth, because it is automatically a bechor from the moment it's born, as opposed to meiser has to be declared meiser. You put all the animals into a pen, you open up the pen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10th one is declared meiser. But a bechor is a bechor from its birth. Now there is a mitzvah to be makdish a bechor, right? That even though it is a bechor, we have a mitzvah lahakdisho. So as Rabbi Rav Shachter always points out, that sometimes, I think Bishamer Salvation, that sometimes you have such an inyan that you can give something that's already kadosh extra kedusha by recognizing the kedusha. Right? Shabbos is Shabbos, whether you're Mekadesh Shabbos or not. It's always going to be Shabbos. But you're giving it extra kedusha by being Mekadesh the Shabbos. So you have such a similar din by Bechor. The Bechor is automatically Kadosh Merachim, but by recognizing the Kedusha, by declaring the Kedusha, you're granting it that extra level of Kedusha. But that's why Bechor comes before Meiser. And also, Bechor is Nechel HaKohanim, and Meiser is Nechel HaKholadim. Anyone's allowed to eat Meiser. Meiser Kodim LaOvos. Meiser comes before Ovos, Meneshu Zevach. Because Meiser is at least a behema, it's not a bird. So a bird, you only do a Malika on, you don't do Shechita. So that's a function of a lower level of Kedusha. So Semes raises the question that the Tosefta says that there's a Chumra Malika that you don't have by Shechita. That by Malika, only a Kohen could do Malika. Shechita is Kesher Bizar. So the Mishnah's assumption over here that because there's Shechita and Zevach and only Malika and an Oath, somewhat questionable, that makes Shechita more Kadosh. Malika can only be done by a Kohen. Shechita can be done by anybody. Maybe Malika is more Kadosh. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah assumes. And V'yeshbo Katshe Kachim, and by Meister Behema, there are things that are Katshe Kachim that are brought in his Be'ach. Domo ve'emurim, and that is the dam and the emurim, whereas the chatas ha'ov is the emurim are not part of the mizbech, only the dam. Ha'ofos karmen l'menachos, a bird carbon comes before a carbon mincha, neshein minei dam, because at least it has blood, it's a living thing. And now within the world of mincha, minchas chote, kodem minchas nedava, minchas chote comes before a minchas nedava, neshehu ba'al chet, because minchas chote is for doing an aveira, as opposed to nedava is just your volunteering, so it's a greater level chiyuv, a greater level kedusha. Chatos ha'ov kodemus la'olas ha'ov. Within the world of ofos, a chatos ha'ov comes before an olas ha'ov, and v'chein behekdisha. And that's not only true when you're being makrevit, but even when you're being makdish. There's something called a kan. When you're makdish a kan, a pair of birds, echel dechatos v'echel diola, it's tafka in that order. It's not echel diola v'echel dechatos. It's echel dechatos v'echel diola. So it says Maraminani Midi. How do I know this din? That dam chatos comes before dam ola, evare ola come before emure chatos. So the Gemara says, the Tanraban, we have a brisa that tells us when they were mechanich the Levim to do the avoda in the Mishkan, the pasuk says, "Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos." So, what's that pasuk teaching me? Im balalami chain shnayim. If it's telling me that I need two parim harik v'nemar, pasuk already says afterwards, "Va'aviyum yismuchasidem aroshma va'aseyas echor chatos va'aseyachor ola." So, well, I could do the math on my own. Echor chatos, echor ola, 1 + 1 = 2. So I already know that there are two. So matam lom par sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos. Why does he have to tell me par sheni ben bakar sheyachol shetei chatos kedemus lekol maaseh ola? You might think that chatos comes before everything of the ola, the zrikas dam, naktar seimurim, everything. Tamalom or par sheni ben bakar tikach lechatos. That the chatos is the par sheni, that it's brought second and not first. Well, e parsheni, if it's brought second, not first, yachotei ola kadamas chatas chol maaseh, I would say, okay, so everything about the ola comes before the chatas. Tamal omer, maaseh se'echad chatas ve'se'echad ola. No, chatas before ola. So how do I reconcile that? One pasuk echad chatas echad ola, and the other one, the chatas called parsheni. Ah, dam chatas kodam ledam ola, v'neshe meratza, evare ola, but the evare ola come before the emure chatas, because it's called the ishim. So it's in the din of the dam, is different than the din of the Evarim and Emurim. V'amai, yes, the Gemara, why is it that all the Dalin Matanos that you put of the Dam Chatos comes before the Dam Ola? What do we say? What's special about the Dam Chatos? Because it's Mechaper. You know which of the Matanos Dam is Mechaper? Matanah Kamaisa, the Mechaper Tiktom, V'hanachlo. Only the first Matan Dam is actually Mechaper. The other Matanos Dam are not Mechaper. So maybe only the first Matan Dam of the Chatos should come before the Matanos Dam of the Ola. I should take a break, do one matnas dam of the chatos, take a break, do the matnas dam of the yola, and then go back and do the rest of the matnas dam of the chatos. Amar Ravina, hacha b'chatos halaviyim askinan. The pasuk is talking about the chatos that's brought by the Levim when we're mechanich them for avoda. That chatos is not for any sort of aveira. The avgav dechi ola dami, and even though it's like an ola, because the Levim didn't do any aveira, it's part of their chinuch of the avoda of the mikdash. Kamerachmani he tiktom. Still, the pasuk is telling me that it comes before. Why? Because anything that's called chatos, even if that element is not really mechaber, that comes before the Ola. So, if that's true of the Chatas of the Levim, it's also true of the rest of the Matnos Dam after the first Matnos Dam of anybody else's Chatas. B'marava Amri, another answer they gave in Eretz Yisrael was Hol v'hischil b'matanos gomer. What I would have answered. You started. So once you start, you finish what you started. You don't stop in the middle to go do something else. Okay, now the Gemara is going to raise three different shailas about determining what is more mekudash. Dam chatas ve'evare ola. Right, we said that dam chatas takes precedence over dam ola. Evare ola take precedence over emurei chatas. What about dam chatas and evare ola? Is a man kodim? Dam chatas kodim mnei shem ratza. Odom le'evare ola kodim mnei shem kalili'ishim. Which factor is a more dominant factor? The fact that the dam chatas is meratza, the fact that the evare ola are kalili'ishim, are entirely burnt. Tashma says, we'll bring a raya. Dam chatas kodim le'dam ola. Le'dam ola hu de'kodim. Le'evare ola lo kodim. Adiyuk, a dam chatas can only come before a dam ola, but not before a evare ola. Says Gemara, that's a ridiculous diyuk, because then adraba, seifa, evare ola, we seifa, evare ola kodmin, le'emurei chatas. We say in the seifa that evare ola come before emurei chatas. So you could say, oh, le'emurei chatas u dekodim, le dam chatas lo kodim. They only come before emurei chatas, not before dam chatas. So obviously you don't have any diuk over here because you have diuk and pointing in both directions. Next shaila, that one was unresolved. Ibayilhu. Dam ola ve'imurei chatas is a man called them. What about the, we asked the two titans, right? The two strong ones. What about the two weaker ones? The dam of the ola and the emurim of the chatas. The consolation game. Who's going to win the consolation game? Eza mehen lahavdil. Eza mehen kodem. Dam ola kodem dekasi mikoch kalil. Does dam ola come first? Because at least it's part of a karban that's kalil al mizbech. It comes from part of a carbon that's a mechaper. Tashma, dam chatas kodem ledam ola. Ooh, dam chatas is the kodem ledam ola. Avle muri chatas ola. Muri chatas don't come before a dam ola. Well, adrava, me seifa. A variola coming le muri chatas. You can make the opposite dig from the seifa. A variola who the kodem le muri chatas. Avle dam ola lo. Dam ola wouldn't come before a muri chatas. El meal lekel mishrumina. Obviously, you can't learn anything out from these diukim. A third shaila. Ibailu. Dam ola v'dam osham is a man kodem. Let's say if dam ola and dam osham both need zrik on the mizbech, dam ola kodem tekasim mikoch kalil, odil madam osham kodem demechaper. Is dam osham, does dam osham enjoy that advantage that dam chatos has? Because like a chatos, it's also mechaper. So Toshma says, "Gemara bring a raya. Dam chatos kodem dam ola, avol dam osham lo." It says that dam chatos comes before dam ola. Doesn't say dam osham comes before dam ola. Says Gemara, "Bedinu divay lemisni dam osham." No, could be that dam osham also comes before dam ola, and we could have mentioned dam osham instead of dam chatos. And I would know automatically dam chatas as well, because chatas is even more chomer than asham. But vaydi divayla misa seifa. But because the seifa wants to tell me that a vari ola kodmin la emurei chatas, that a vari ola come before a emurei chatas, who wants to talk about a chatas when comparing to an ola, we want to use chatas to set up that comparison. And you know why we want to use chatas? Ditana la emurei asham. Because if in the seifa it only would have said that a vari ola come before a emurei asham, I would have thought, yeah, before emurei asham, because asham is lower level than a chatas. Have me emurei asham in the kadmi, emurei chatas lo kadmi, but it doesn't come before emurim of a chatas. That's why Dafka wants to tell me the big kiddush that evare ola come before emurei chatas as well. But really, the truth is dam asham would come before dam ola as well. So Tashma says, "We'll bring a raya." Chatas kodem la asham, chatas hu kadmi la asham, aval ola lo. It says chatas comes before an asham. Sounds like only chatas can come before an asham, but an ola will not come before an asham. My lav dam. And doesn't that mean that the dam of an ola does not come before the dam of an asham? It says, well, lo, emur. Maybe it just means the emur. That the emuri chatas come before the emuri asham. And maybe can't be medayik anything about the dam ola not being kodem to the dam asham. Dekanami. And we can be medayik that it's talking about the emur and not the dam. Dekatani. It says, because the dam is nitan on the four kronos on the yisod. So shmamina. You see that when we say when we said before that the Chatos comes before the Yashem, we wasn't talking about the Dam, we were talking about the Emurim. Because if we were talking about the Dam, it would not have had to say that a Chatos Kodem Lashem Mnei Shadam Nitein. It would have said Chatos Kodem Lashem Mnei Shehu Nitein, right? Because it's already talking about the Dam. So it says, okay, so now the Gemara is going to go to explain each of the examples we mentioned in the Mishnah. When we go a few minutes over time, we'll be here. Chatos Kodemis, Chatos comes before an Asham because the Dam is put on the four kronos on the Yisod. So Adraba, Asham Kodim, Shekin Yeshlo Kitzvah. Maybe the Asham should come first because there's a shear that the Behemah has to be worth at least two slotim that you have by an Asham, by a Chatos, you don't have such a din. Says Mara, Afiluachi, Riboy the Mizbeach Chadif. Still, more things on the Mizbeach is a greater indication of higher level of Kedusha. Asham Kodim Latoda, we said that an Asham comes before Toda and El Nazir because an Asham is Kachi Kachim. Well, Adraba, Toda El Nazir, Kadmish, Kintun Lechem. Toda El Nazir are something that makes them holy as well. They require Lechem. Nah, Afiluachi, Kachi Kachim Adifi. Kachi Kachim is a bigger factor than having Lechem associated with it. Then we said Toda El Nazir comes before Shlamim because they're Nechel for Yom Echad and they're Tutin in Lechem as opposed to Shlamim, which is eaten for Shnei Yomim, and it's not Tutin in Lechem. Says Moral Adraba, Shlamim, Kadmish, Kinyashim, Tzibur, Kubiachin. Maybe I would say Shlamim is more powerful than the Toda and El Nazir because the carbon Shlamim could be brought as a carbon Tzibur, not only as a carbon Yachin, and Shavuos we bring together with the Shtei Alechem, Kifsei Atzeres, which are what we call Shalmei Tzibur. Toda and El Nazir is only a carbon Yachin. So Afiluachi, Nechal Niyam Echad Adifi. Still, the factor that it's Nechal Niyam Echad is considered an overwhelming factor. So Yibayu, Toda and El Nazir is a man Kodim. What about within Toda and El Nazir? Which one takes precedence over the other? So Toda, Kadma, Shekintuna are Ba'amine Lechem? Do we say the Toda takes precedence because not just that it requires Lechem, they both require Lechem, but the Toda needs four different types of Lechem, and there are only two types of Lechem with the El Nazir? Adima El Nazir Kodim Shekin Yeshim Adam Macherim. Or maybe say the El Nazir is more Chashuv because it's brought together with other Karbanos. It, together with the Ayil, which is a Shlamim, the Nazir also has to bring a Chatas and an Ola. So there are other Mine Damim that are brought with it. So maybe that's it. That would give it precedence over the Toda. So it says Gemara Tashema, Zu Kodemis Lazu, Shazu Tuna Arba Mine Lechem, Zu Eina Tuna El Shnei Mine Lechem. Toda beats out the El Nazir because the Toda has four Mine Lechem. Shlom kodmel bechar. Shlom comes before a bechar because it requires four matnas nam and smicha and nesachim and tzvuschas of shok. Right? We said shlom has all of these mitzvahs. It says, "Mar adraba bechar kodem shkein kedushas umirechem." Maybe a bechar should come before shlom because it's holy from its birth. So vinechal kohanim, and it's also only eaten by kohanim. Afiluachi mitzvos yaser v'sadiki. Still, the overwhelming number of mitzvahs they have by karmen shlomim is a greater indication of its kedusha. Habechar kodem bechar comes before meiser because it's kadosh mir. And it's eaten by Kohanim. So it's more Adrav Meiser Kodem. Shekin Makadesh Lefanav Le'achrav. You know, Meiser is a more powerful Makadesh because it's not only Makadesh, the tenth animal itself, it can be Makadesh that which comes before and that which comes after it. Because the way Meiser works is you open up the pen a little bit and you start counting. One, two, three, four. Let's say you count incorrectly. And on the ninth one, you say ten. And on the then on the tenth one, you say nine. And then the 11th one, you say ten. Guess what? All three are Kodesh. Because the ninth one, you call ten. The 11th one, you call ten. So they're all, it could be Makadesh, even the one that comes before it and after it. That's a very powerful Kedusha. It could even spill over to the one before and after. Afilu hachi, Kedusha merechem adif. Still, being Kadosh merechem is a greater level of indication of Kedusha. I always say, whenever we talk about Maaser Behema, the great Varta of Pan quotes from the Chafetz Chaim, that what's the idea of Maaser Behema? That you open up, if you were to tell someone, you have 100 new animals born to your flock this year. Guess what? You have to give up 10 of them. So, I have to give 10 of my animals? Why do I have to do that? No, but here's what you do. Open up the pen a little bit. One for me, two for me, three for me, four for me, five for me, six for me, seven for me, eight for me, nine for me. Okay, one could go to Hashem. So that psychologically, it works out very well. But you also have the salach that the ninth, tenth, and eleventh may end up to Hashem if you're not careful. Okay, Meiser kodem la'ofos. And we said Meiser comes before ofos because it's a zevach, whereas ofos are not a zevach, it's only malika. Adraba ofos kadmi, shekin kachi kachin. But ofos is kache kachim. Maisu behema, it's only dam and neimurim are kache kachim. The basar is not kache kachim. Afilu achi min zevach adif. Nevertheless, even there is a maila that ofos have, that it's kache kachim, having shchita is a greater determinant of the kedusha than that other factor. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Ravina Bar Shina.